You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The cover, it says, B'divrei HaTaza Yidun. Okay, you know it? No, okay. So after this year, you better know this Taz. Okay? This is a Taz. Yeah.
What did
Rav
Cohen
say about
this Taz?
I can't hear you.
Rav David Cohen
has a conscious on this Taz. Has a whole consciousness Taz. Okay, so let's first start off like this. We know that the Gemara says, Yesh koach b'yad chachamim la'akor davar min ha-Torah. Right? Chazal can be oikar davar min ha-Torah. Right? We paskin, it's basically b'shev al-tasin. Lamash, we don't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Unbelievable. Shofar is such meridik, zachin, and like we learned before, you mevat liadas, all the beautiful things that come out of shofar. Ad kedei kach, the shalos v'tshuvos min ha-shamayim, b'alei toisus, yes, shamayim, women are putter from shofar. Right, he says it's such an important thing. How could be potter? He told him, yeah, down here they potter, up there they say they're chayv, right? Whatever that means. He says that he asked them, how could it be that they're potter? Such important things. I told him, you're right, in Shemayim, down here they're potter. Whatever that means, I don't know. Well, you know, and yet when it comes on Shabbos, because maybe a yid will carry it, which you know, in Uman, because it's Taisa says it's in Rishus Aram. I don't know where else they daven in Rishus Aram except in Uman. So you're worried about that one year that might carry it in Rishus Aram. He says, all right, tzitzis. We don't wear a beged shel pishn anymore, right? Why don't we wear? Not because they don't sell the stores. There's a reason they don't sell the stores, because they used to put on tchelis, and it's shatnes. Ah, yes, a day chalaisa. You might come to this and wear at night or put on a beggar line or whatever. So because of that, Machlokes Rishonim, they took out off the mitzvah of tzitzis completely. And if you would all of a sudden wear a four-cornered beggar of pishn, if you have, no problem, walk around without tzitzis. I'm sure I'm saying at least white, but Rashi says even without white, even without tzitzis at all. The mevatel. We know Gemara's, right, tell us, Maisa Behema. You never heard of any farmers, there's farmers who have animals, I'm sure they're Jewish farmers, right? Right, every 10 behemoths they have to put into corral. Right? They have to put the behemoths that are born that year in a corral and let them each one out. Right, and they become ma'aser behemoth. The Torah says, "What are you going to do with ma'aser behemoth nowadays? What's the deal with ma'aser behemoth? You got to bring it as a carbon. They're afraid of tekala. So chazal mevatel it. No more ma'aser behemoth. Right, and so forth and so on. Right, the Gemara says, all of a sudden you forgot to bring the knife and you have carried for carbon pesach. Right, the Gemara has all kinds of cases where they went ahead and they mevatled. Okay, so where does that come from? It's not clear. The Gemara says so, and why it's b'shev al tas. Sometimes they says certain situations they do converse. I know Chazak cannot tell you eat chazer. They can't tell you do this aver. They can do shev al tas. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. So the Rashi, Chumash Rashi, Taka says that it's a koyach for some. You have to listen to Dayanim. Even if that. Now, there's a Shiloh. I'm just speaking out just so we get a little bit of background. In Rabbi Chanan, what does that mean? Does that mean Chazal? First start with Kivega's Shiloh to understand. Kivega is the following Shiloh. A guy, it's Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. A guy forgot that they don't blow on Shabbos. So he forgot it's Shabbos. So he gets up on Rosh Hashanah, he starts blowing the shofar. Two koilas, right? Three koilas, four koilas. All of a sudden, oh, it's Shabbos, I'm not allowed to blow. Yeah, David made a chasam a few days ago, by the way. So, the now you blew a few, so you even is the Rabbanan. But maybe it's better to keep blowing in order to get a deraisa, so at least you got something out. And if you blew the blower, 9 koilas, whatever the shear would be, 30 koilas, right? Maybe you should blow it. Kivega is suffering.
Isn't that
Taisus and Sukkah? So the Chelkis Yoyev asks, it's Taisus and Sukkah, and we have a shear on that it's not. But we'll get to that. That's a good point. In other words, basically the shaila is, you see for the Kivega, that the Kivega is naked, he takes off a double portion, the mitzvah is still there. There's a taste in sukkah. Not that we'll see, there could be differences. But what does it mean? If Kivega is the same, the mitzvah is there. So Rav Chanan says, in other words, the pshat like this, the Torah says, blow a shofar. The Chazal say, don't blow a shofar. What do I do? I have a mitzvah to listen to Chazal, I have a mitzvah to listen to Torah. Sheva al Tasa. Not that the Koyach HaChachamim is limited to Sheva al Tasa. The pshat is the Chacham can tell you what to do. Eat Chazer. The Torah says don't eat Chazer. Sheva al Tasa. In other words, the way you resolve the shah, or maybe the pshat is no. Chazal have a right to be oiker that's a mitzvah. Right? That there's no mitzvah. Maybe you take away the mitzvah. That's the din of... Yeah.
How is that different than listening to a Navi? So if a Navi tells you...
That's a special mitzvah of Nevuah. Nevuah could tell... That's not Navi.
We don't know.
There is a Shiloh, what Bezdin means. That's a Achreinim. It's early Achreinim. I think my Rebbe Rav, or Malbach. I don't remember. I saw Bron the Tzakpidi once. Whether, what does it mean, Bezin Shel Rabami Rabasi? Does it mean Mishnayas? Does it mean out? It's nowadays all of a sudden Lodge. Right, they decided to make a gzeira, and nobody can do this and that, each chant. So, Mashiach used to say over the story with the Bishaya Pick. The Bishaya Pick, you know, in Magen Avraham it says that if the dealers raise the money for fish, nobody should buy fish. Even though it's a big inyak to have fish for Shabbos, you shouldn't buy fish, even though you mevat oinik. In those days, fish was a big oinik Shabbos, you shouldn't do it. So, one time, in we have Bishaya Praslau, I think he was there, of. So maybe it was then, I don't know. So the dealers raised the price of liver, right? Liver was a Einik Shabbos, everybody. So he made a, based on this Magen Avraham, he said, nobody can buy liver for Shabbos, right? Covet, you know. So that Shabbos, he liked liver himself. So that Shabbos, he looks at the Rebbe and he says, where's the liver? Or chopped liver, I don't know what they had there. So no, it's okay. I made the gzer for everybody, but you know, still, I like liver, you know. So she was very. She says, "Makom shiyesh chil Hashem ein cholken kaved l'rav." So how far does it go? That's a shayla. But whatever it is, we know Chazal made all kinds of gzeres.
With the two kailas, the Yetzid Raisa.
Huh?
The two kailas that the guy did.
Two.
If it wasn't the Yaitzeh Deraita, you'd be able to see so.
Right, that's the Loi.
Mosisa, take the Chenim Hashem in vain. Mosisa Shem will get
her. Oh, you mean he made a bracha? Okay, he doesn't go into that. Okay, it's a good, could be part of the Shalit. He goes more into some Shvuz Durban. It's a good point. He didn't make a bracha. Okay, it could be Bracha Durban. Or let's say we had the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, your sheif is stuck on a tree. You don't climb a tree, right? Are you mevat the mitzvah? So Bemisin like this. So there's a taz that Sam said that to him it is yadua, right? So
it's the only one.
Okay. So the taz will start off. The taz says something which in Rishonim it says similar, but taz is different. What we'll see what the. Let's take a look in number one. The lochan shulchan aruch is ain't toikin b'sheifer b'shabbos shemi yavrena gedal abbas right mishum shemi yitlana b'yodah yelech etzalbak leilech etzalbak ilumoy b'yavrena dama shuzer hiksha mizrachi right rishon mizrachi late rishon asks why did he make the gzera only on Shabbos be goyzer b'yomtev nami nigzer shemi yisakin klei shir you're not allowed to play a musical instrument on yomtev you can't play a guitar you can't play a piano and so forth and so on so why is this a klei shir. So that's what the Taz goes into. So he says, maybe it's not called a klei shir. Okay, whatever. So look at the third line, the end of the third line. Void nearly the Taz. The aim lahem ligzor la'akor legamrei divrei teira shetzivsa litkoya b'yayim zeh. The Taz says, so maybe the kachidish. He says like this, that if you would say, don't blow the shofar because of klei shir, it's not only applicable to Shabbat, it's applicable to Yom Tov too. Then you will never have the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So what's wrong? Bishlam of Bishlam of Shabbos loymis akel legamre. Bishlam, when you don't do it, you're not oiker the whole mitzvah. And Echanami, there's a ritva about this, about being oiker the mitzvah legamre that year. In other words, when you're oiker on Shabbos, the ritva takan Rosh Hashanah says, how can you be oiker for all klal Yisrael? See? He goes into it, we're not became a kvid yach, it's this, that. But Taz is not saying that. Taz says, when it falls on Shabbos, it's fine. Why? You're not oikah the mitzvah. You're oikah the mitzvah that year. Kivin shabaloi Shabbos, taken the yamtif. Venira, so he said, why? Shezel b'chal, masha osu siyag la Torah, The Gemara says, Chachamim Oisus Yagatar, V'loy La'avra Al-Divirta. In other words, you know, Chazal made Siyogis. One of the Siyogis is, don't blow Shefet Shabbos, Shemi Yavirena. Right? But V'loy La'avra Al-Divirta, the Gemara says. What does it mean, Loy La'avra? Zeu La'avra Al-Divirta, La'akra Lagam. See, he learns that's the Pshat. That's what the Gemara means. That's why you can't say, don't blow, because it makes sense that it should be Shemi Yisak and Kleishir. It's no different than a Kleishir. You might, Shefet's break, and you might fix it. The same chance you have that the guitar breaks, the piano breaks, right? But then you oikar the whole mitzvah. Now, so that's the first one. Now he says even some merit kachidish, and this is the umahai time nicha oikar. The Rishonim ask a question. He quotes it from Beisayim Hashem Ram. Tosis asks it. All the Rishonim ask a question. Why by Mila didn't they make a gzera of Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Rishonim? When you mal on Shabbos, why don't you have the same gzera of Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Rishonim? Same, the three shames got.
It's a reboot, I'm
so what?
Because there's a reboot specifically in the Torah for Shabbos.
And therefore?
So it's like almost like the same concept being accurate. Oh,
that's the Taz's Chidsh. But before that, the Rishayim have different Terutzim. Because it's Kare, so they don't want to, because who's mauling? A Bucky, hopefully. So therefore, next place to be Choshish. What?
Maybe you should ask him because Shema Yehle Chetzel Bucky.
Yeah, right. That's not too good. The Ran says because other, he's an individual, people will stop him. It's not like Shefu, where everybody's chav, a kol chayav, and okay, different to Ritzim Rishay. But what Meir is saying is Mechav and Tataz, and we'll see it's even a Rishon. He says, Maishna Mila, the Dr. Shabbos of Gezin Shem Yave, Atinak Dalam Shus Rabin, or the knife, Tirtzu, Lechalik Benzel Zeb, Bedeich, Timash Kasat Minich, God. That we know you can do Chil Shabbos. In other words, Shefu, Torah doesn't say blow on Shabbos. There's no reason not to. What's wrong with midrash? No reason not to take a lulav on Shabbos. No reason not to climb a tree on Shabbos for a Yom Tov, for a Shefer. No reason, all these things. No reason not to put on tchelis. So Chazal didn't go ahead and uproot the mitzvah of Shefer. The Torah doesn't say it's mutter. The Torah doesn't say it's aser. It's just, why not? It doesn't say Shabbos you could. There's no reason not to. But over here, Avada should be aser mal on Shabbos. You're doing a chabura, you're doing a malacha, right? Whatever the mice mechayvel is, but it's a malacha, right? That's a gemara. So memela, since it's a malacha, how are you allowed to do it? So gemara darshins, b'yayim afilu b'shabbos, right? Isha ki sazriya, v'yol b'zochor, uv'yayim ashmini yim abzalas, uv'yayim afilu b'shabbos. Oh, it's a mufurish apostle. Here the Taz is saying, not only a mitzvah, but it's negei mitzvah, but it's not only, the Torah says, do this mitzvah, blow shefer. Torah says this meal you could do a Shabbos. That Torah lefim hashav nicha. That Torah ripsa beferish ubiyayim hashmini afil b'Shabbos. Lo rotsa la'akad var Torah beferish mishum gzeira. Ukiyets bezek asaf to be yodeya kuf yedzang, which we'll see in a moment. Okay. So the Taz is mechadish that since by saying you don't do mila on Shabbos you're oikar pasuk. The Torah says not that way. That you have no koyach to do. Again, it's not clear why it's that way. He said, but that's part of the different achrenim want to say. It's a bizoyin, it's a gnai. That snukim might start up with you. Achrenim, I once looked in the encyclopedia, he brings different reasons. It's not clear. Taz doesn't really say what the mucker is why you can't do it. But he's saying is that the side is, Chazal cannot be oikin, not only mitzvah, anytime the Torah says something. Now we'll see a little more of this text. Now first, before we see the other Tazes, the Miri in Megillah, in Dalad Amid Beis, or Dalad Amid Aleph, I'm sorry, when he asks this Kasha, so the Miri, V'yesh Metzartzen, Shalulav V'shefim Gillah, that's the place we say, Lun Nemar Lein Beferish Yu Nasim B'Shabbos, Huchman Adin, Yalara, what's wrong with reading a Megillah Shabbos, and then Yerushalayim, what's wrong with reading, with taking a Lulav, a Shefer, Mitzat Sheinim Malacha, so matter you have a chash malacha, you have a mila lehedja hutra b'shabbos b'niksiv b'yem ha'shmini yimel v'loi chmiru b'kula k'suva lehedja. Chazal were not machmeh, not to do when the Torah says a kula b'hedja. That's the so mamish, as far as this kasha is machab. Now comes along the Taz in Yoredei, says look in what I wrote in Yoredei, so it says like this, look in the first in Shulchan Aruch. This is a gemara really. If you learn that psachim or shviyas, kol davar she'asam in a Torah, meaning anything that's asam in a Torah to eat. Afar pi she'mutar b'hanah. We know most things that mutar that asam eat, you know, is mutar b'hanah. Chametz is an exception. Arla is an exception. We don't really deal much with Arla, Kalayim, Kalayim, that is, right? But Chazin, Nevelis, Trafis, the Mutabahana, right? Your shoes are made from Nevelis, I imagine, right? And so forth. But Trafis maybe, no, I don't know. But a Koponim, it's still, you're not allowed to do business. The Gemara says you cannot do business. One cannot sell pork bellies, right? You'll tell me that people have futures in pork bellies. I had a Meister Shahaya. I'm just upset. The only one who would know is Reb Ruven, but he was already not in yeshiva then. A certain fellow in yeshiva was in my shiur, we're learning chulin, and Rashi says something, and I said, Rashi was just a shatava. Says Rashi means, he brings a pasuk because he says, in this thing there's no isser of doing business. So he asks questions, and he keeps asking questions, and keeps asking questions. I said, Yanko, it's not a ger so much, He keeps saying, so any Rebbe that's taught the sugya ger katan, the guy who asks the most questions is the ger katan, because he wants to know about it. Is he really Jewish? You get nervous when you start learning the Rishayim there. Kachavi comes to me and he says, my father left me millions of dollars from Chazi, from whatever, Trafis, that he had. And he says, that's where the money comes from. I said, okay, Nizdamin is mutaf. The Gemara says over there in the Mishnah, if you go fishing and you catch catfish, imagine catfish are not kosher, right? Imagine, right? So that you could sell. If you happen to, a tuna fish boat goes and it catches, as I say, what I say, they catch dolphins, and you sell them, hopefully not in the tuna, but that's the whole problem. And you're allowed to, right? So I said to him, it's Nizdamin. He didn't want to. I said, boy, you're a tzaddik. I don't know. I said, I'm telling you, it's mut. He said, no. He went to Moshe Feinstein, Shlomi Mamish. He was sick already then. But he told his son, he said, mutta, gemra brach, and everything. He's still sitting and learning. So this is like 30-something years ago. This is like Baruch Hashem. That's the din. The din is Nizdamin. What does it mean, Nizdamin? Nizdamin means, for instance, a sheikhet shechts. Obviously, he sees the behemoth as an avela, a trefa. He's allowed to sell it to goyim, whatever, as long as it doesn't end up by Jews, hopefully. But that's the din. That's basically the din. Now, so fractasis, so I'm just going to say in the modern day question, so how do we sell pigskins, right? Footballs. I think that's what they call them, right?
Isn't the only thing that somebody might come to eat?
Oh, so tasis, it's a chiddush. That's things, the only things that might come to eat. Are you allowed to sell horses? Are you allowed to sell horses? Horse meat. The Tarets, you're not selling horse meat. Right, you're not selling horse meat. Years ago, there was a store here selling cat food. Cat food. So I tied it to them, one of the rabbanim. I didn't go to the store. I said to one of the rabbanim here, that what's the heta? He said, it's for a cat. I said, I understand there are people in America who buy cat food and eat it because it's cheap. Yeah, it's known. It's known. Sorry to get you. It's known that the people do it. So the Tosafot says, what David said, that you're allowed to be megadol horses and shoes and so forth because it's not food. The main isser is that it should you might end up in a Jew eating it. You can't sell trefus because you're afraid. Nisdamenoi deumata, it's a shashroch, but it's based on psuk. So the Rishayim go into, is this a dindarais or it's a smachta? So look at the Taz, Shuvra Isi B'Truma Sadeshin. Shuvra Isi B'Truma Sadeshin, Shekosa B'Shem Gilyan Taisus, the Dahak Joshu Hu Asmachta. The Zek Kosu B'Gilyan Taisus, Fekol Shosh, Zechat Shekosu, Isi Schoir B'Eilu Hevi Daraisa, Al Zek Kosu Gilyan, not Daraisa Mamish. Ain't no Darbana, okay, so there's a Shitas Taisus, a Gilyan Taisus, a B'Truma Sadeshin, how we don't have it, I don't think so, that it's only Darbana. El the Koshali, Frek the Taz. Taisus says in Lulav HaGazel, that Lagabi doing you're not allowed to do business with Perish Shvius, right? So Tosafot says, Efshar koinim echaveira kedei laviach limko b'yoyke hainu nami schayr. That's called schayr. You're allowed to sell for a few dollars, whatever it is, but to do business. Uber Perik Zayin, oh, they fixed it, good, Baruch Hashem. Perik Zayin, the Shvius, tnan, ein oisin schayr b'Perish Shvius, lo b'pchoyres, lo b'chumis, lo b'neveil, so chaves. In the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah, that's the Gemara quotes. Zok Tosafot says, what do you mean you can't do business? Nevelis, the Torah says you can do business. The Torah says the ger shebeshevecha titneno o mechor lenachri. You see, you could say how does Tosafot put it together? Lo meshkach shiyukulam shavin leinin tzchayo b'kai gamna, because only in such a way where you're doing big profits. But if you happen to have it nevela, and you're selling it for a few pennies, a few dollars to the guy for it, not to lose money, that's mutter. Why? The behedra shayrachman limkar ksim machor lanachik. The Torah was matter. That's what Taisa says. In fact, the Taz, vin isa the asa schar bedvarim tamem enel the bun, if it's only isa the bun, like the Chumas Adesh does. What is Taisa bringing right from a pasuk? My machicha matasis minavelis. The trait is minapasik machol anachi. Hasan vadeh butumatar. But the Rabbanan, that's also. If the whole Issachar is only the Rabbanan, so ain't a chanami. It's mutumid the raisa, but the Torah, but the Chazal went and they answered it. Ella the Rabbanan asu, masisa kamar the Rabbanan shoven. The Neil the Tarets. Oh. The ain koyach biyachachom navisilper. Not only a mitzvah. Stamazak, the Torah says, lamashal. Right, somebody mentioned, you mentioned David Cohen has a whole conscious on this. Right, he has a whole conscious on the Divretals. I saw this kasha too. Somebody asked, how could Rabbeinu Gershom aser to marry two women? I said, Tziyana Le'ish, Tei Nashim, Achas Ahu, Achas Nua. Teretz is, Rabbeinu Gershom didn't aser it, Lo'ilam Vayet, right? Sfardim, Temanim do get married to two wives, right? They was allowed in the state of Israel, you know, till, you know, when they first brought in their wives, right? The Baba Sali had three wives, I think, at one time. So it didn't answer. Maisa Behema, right? That's already mitzvah. The Shergasariah talked to Evan, yes. How could it be Vatal and Maisa Behema? He said there weren't. They only said, well, the base of Mikdash is up, there's no, but when the base of Mikdash is back up. So
not,
over
not
here. Oh, he says, this is not even a mitzvah. I said, Taz is saying, Amari Dika Chidish, take a look.
By the wives, it says Ki Siena.
What?
By the wives, it's Ki Siena, if someone has.
Right. So he said,
but Harlan Nachar is like.
It's not telling you it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Where it says, what could you do with it? It's very straight to say. There is a Rabbeinu, a smack that holds it's like a mitzvah to do it. But that part just, you learn it's not a mitzvah. So look at the Taz. So he said, now he explains a little more. Venir Taz. Dein Kach Biachom Lasso Dover Shapir Shotera. Beferish Laheta. Dein Kach Biachom Lahata El Bamakam Shein Boy Lo Issa Velo Heta. Mufush for Torah. When the Torah didn't say anything. Right? The Torah said, blow a shayfa. The Torah said, what do you do with Shabbos? They said, Mutta Asa Mechataisi. So they can, Mashein Kamakam Shesh Heta Mufush for Torah. Vezel Bacham Amarm, that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Shamaiti Shabezim Yimakim Vahinshin Shalom El Din. Bezin, like we mentioned yesterday, Bezin can hang up 80 witches in a day, right? The Gemara says. Shim ben Shetach. V'loy lavar al divetayr. Alas is siyag. What do you mean lavar al divetayr? Kashuk, shitayim. Kach b'shim adam lavar al divetayr. What do you mean lavar al divetayr? To make chazer? No. B'chashimish b'kasar m'vizeh. U'lefi anach shalchat, yasi shabat fay. The kam is skavin sh'af lahachmer, even to be machmer, ein lahem koyach b'mokr shamayim al divetayr. Because the Torah says, Machar l'nachi, you have no right to do that.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yibum? The what?
We
asked for
Yibum.
Where did we ask Yibum?
Yibum?
Where? It's not true.
But that's Rabbi Shaul.
No, Rabbi Shaul says, if you're not Machav, you didn't ask him, there's no such thing. It hasn't been done, hopefully, for the last few hundred years. It's not true, first of all. First of all, what's the famous family from India? Sasson Mishpacha. Sasson, one of them, it was a 15-year-old widow, and she had a brother-in-law who was 1 year old. She waited till he was 12, 13, she was 27, to do Yibum with her. Why don't we do Yibum nowadays? It's not clear. What? We don't. The Gemara never says that. No. The Gemara says Abishol. That's a different din. Abishol says Namachab. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say they did Yibum. People did. We haven't done. Ashkenaz have not done Yibum. One of the reasons they say is we're afraid a guy has a son somewhere in Africa because the door is porous. So the chayim, it's not a gzeira. It's all gzeira. Just we don't do it. Okay. Let's see. But enochanam. Let's say lavin. Chayv lavin. We don't. The Gemara says you don't do it with chayv lavin. Shemi, you know, gzeira biyur shemi ishni. Because the Torah didn't say you're not allowed to do it. You could do it chayv lavin. It's asa dechalaisa. It's a svara. Torah didn't say I had them before, so we can go and answer. That's what he says basically over here. Yeah, so Mamela, that's what Taisa would write. So he says to look in the Taz of Chayshu Mishpat. Take a look. Su Isa B'Tur Sham. Taz is just quoting the Torah. Lo lava de Kashem hei Taisi Shavu Deu. Nearly. Da'av Shiesh Kerach Chacham Lasa Amuta B'Divrei Torah Hainu dafka bedava sheinu mufurshu al isav leheta. Dazu mutta memela. Right? It's mutta because why shouldn't you take a lulav on Shabbos? Why shouldn't you blow a shofar? Why shouldn't you climb a tree? Right? Why shouldn't you go out of the tchum? Hashem get dava mufurshu pasuk leheta. You're going to heter on nam in a chaylev. The mufurshu require, right? That was the Rashi was telling you what I was telling that bacha then. That says the Rambam says it's the shalach and shalach by chaylev it says. Kol melacha, you're allowed to kol melacha. The Torah says you're allowed to, so you can't make a gzeira not to do, not to deal with chaylev. Chaylev you can do a business with. Bezei in kol chacham lasa. Anyway, that's the taz. Three taz. So now, a chazaka has to be different taz. How you doing? Okay, so everybody knows this is the famous taz. Now we're first going to bring a gemara in Sanhedrin that in this we'll see even a bigger chiddush. Let's take a look. Mishnah. Hamelech loy don v'lo donamayz. A melech, you can't judge him and he cannot be judged. Right? I'm sorry, he can't judge and you don't die. Zokta Amar B'yesu. So B'yesu says, loy shanu, this is only referring to Malchus. As we all know, after Shlomo Melech's time, the Malchus split and it was Malchus Yisrael, there was Malchus Beis David. So this is what's called Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Beis David. The only ones you're not done and they're not done is Malchus Yisrael. Aval Malchus Beis David done with done. I said the Ksiv. It says by a pasuk Beis David kar Hashem dino leboik mishpat. It says a pasuk that Beis David does mishpat. Ve'ilo dainin lei, and if we don't do din, right? Inu hechidainu. If we're not done them, how could they be done? By Ksiv, there's a pasuk. In Tzfanya, hiskoishishu v'koishu, right? Hiskoishishu v'koishu means go ahead, straighten yourself out, and then. So first, let's see the Gemara. Famous expression we all know: Amar Shokas k'shayt atzmachok, k'shayt atzmachok, k'shayt atzmachok v'achak k'shayt achem. Rashi learned the word k'shayt means like hekish. Rashi says over there in loshen hekish, hishvu equate like a hekish. You're equating makish avayli yitzia, right? Hishlu maiseichem ledas kointem. Equate your das, like we said before, your actions to what the Baishim wants. So the same with darshu, kshayt atzvacha kakshayt achem, asu shneim loshen hekesh, odam amasha atzva umiyasha dacha. In other words, be miyasha yourself and then be miyasha others, right? Don't be a judge if you can't be judged. Be judged. You want to judge people, you have to be judged too. The Rashbam in Bava Basra says, Hasir kash nibene necha. Take the straw. He learns the lashon kash. Kimol the koishish kash, like we saw in Shmos, right? That the Bnei Yisrael had to bring straw. So kloimak shayt atzmacha. So Marsha and Bamitzi, which is also Gemara, quotes this Rashba, and he says kloimak. What does it mean? Take the straw. Which straw? Take the straw out of your eyes. Kash bene necha tchila. You know, first remove the straw from your own eyes to see your own faults. Look at yourself before you look at others. Okay, that's what he says over the Marsha, be mefashvish. But upon him, there's a din, don't judge others. So how can we judge them? If the pasuk says that they can be judged, they can judge. So avada, they can be judged. So why not Malchus? So my time alone. So Gemara says mishum ma'isa shahaya. Oh, the avdei de Yanai. Yanai was a melech Yisrael. To Nachashmonaim, Yanai Malka Kotl Nafshe. The Eved of Yanai Melech killed someone. Okay, Amalehu Shimon Ben Shetach. Now we all know what was Shimon Shetach's relationship to Yanai, his brother-in-law. So there's a whole question over here. Achane asks, it's Mashiach where he judged him. I was his brother-in-law. So Achane says, could be this was before he became his brother-in-law. I don't know how he let his sister marry him, but okay. All right, but it's a shaila. Some say it doesn't mean he judged him, he's just telling them what to do. It's a question that Aruch Haner deals with. Amal Shimon ben Shetach Chamin. Tznu einechem boy v'nidu. Let's judge him. Rashi says over there, because the din is that when you judge a animal, you have to bring his onus to din, because it's his mama. Over here, even though it was an Eved Chayiv, but still, right, no matter what it is, even if he's an Eved that didn't mal himself, but he's a murderer, so you have to judge him. So Marsha says that he didn't want to free him and make him not as, he says, but it's still your mom and you still have shaksim. So why don't you just free him and get out of the case? So he says, he brings Sefer Yosef and says that this Eved was Hurdus, who became later on Hurdus HaMelech, and he was a chush of them, and didn't want him to be murdered, which he didn't, obviously. According to Yosefin, this is how Hurdus came about, called the Gazach. He says, Kedaminim ba'alma, and then he quotes Yosefin. I don't know what the alma means.
But he could have freed him and then retroactively?
Yeah, if you're free, the Gemara says you have to own from beginning to end. Okay? So what happened? So look, he says, so Shimon ben Shetach says, Tnu einechem bo. No, don't worry about him. He might be a melech, but in the melech, you have to judge him. Shol chulei, so they send him a message to Shimon Shetach. Avdecha kotl mafsha, shodr lehu. Shol chulei, tana ant nami lahachi, vehu at the bail of Amr Tev. Yavu bal shori yanei tzai tonda. Asa v'yasa, he sat down. Amr Shimon Shetach, yanei melech, amoy dal reglecha. Ve'id b'chat, v'shem, go into why he has to stand up, cover the melech. But whatever it is, that's what happened. V'lo lefneinu ata'imit, elefnei misha amar v'haya ilam ata'imit. Shenemar v'amdushenasho shalem arid amaloi loiksha tayma ata elakav shema chavecha. You should know not what you think, but what your friends will say. We've been judging according to what your friends will say. Nif, so what do you do? Nifnil yamina, he looked at the right, he looked at the judges, the king. Shimon Yanai, we know, was a strong person. He killed out all the chacham at one point. Kav shupanei makak, so they put their faces to the floor. They looked, they were there. Nifl smayla, kavshu peneyim, b'karka. Amalem Shimon ben Shetach, balei machshavas atem. Your balei machshavas. Marsha says, when a person thinks, the derech when I said, let me think this over. You usually put your head down. He says, you're making believe that you're thinking what to do. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you're afraid of the melech. He says, yavu bal machshavas yifrechem miyad bagavriel. Choftem bekarka umesu, right? Ba'isa sha'amu melech loydan v'loydanem oisa lo meid v'lo meidim oisa. Because of this mice. Because they got killed, right? Which, for whatever reason, the Midas Adin was pegay on them. Shem Shetach obviously knew what he was doing. And because of that, we don't judge Malchei Yisrael. Okay. Zaptem kivega there. Ayin b'sha'a melech. We now have a Shita Mekubetzes, we have a Tosis Rosh, and so forth. At the time of the Shah Melech, it was not Nimtza the Sefer. Shah Melech had it. So let's first look at the Rambam. Kvarbianu Shemacha Be'ezdav Adonu Me'idin Alein, Avmach Yisrael Gozucham Shelo Yidin V'lo Adonu Eisa, V'lo Me'id V'lo Me'idin Eisa. Mipnei Shalibim Gas Behen V'yavim In Adav Tekol V'hev Sotar. Okay. Koshe, Fakta Kedmeh. Holotalia, what does it got to do with base David? What's the difference? It's a Maisa Shahya. So the Shimon goes in all Malachim. What do you tell me it's only a Machi Yisrael? Because the story happened with Yanai. It could happen to anything. It's Velotalia Milsa base David, base David. But Tzadikir Shahya, Talia Milsa. Dadsman Yanai, Dan, they did it, they don't know some. Din Loikin Echdanu, why do they bring it to Din? The Tarot says they judge Malachim till then. And all they had that, all we have now is Malchi Yisrael, v'lamu hutzich ligzor shemelech l'odam v'lod v'oid my ma'isim yikro the base David dino b'ker mishra dami the mean name of the dafka the base David that said the evil base role ain't done it. That's what we're talking about in kinkosha echdanu liyana kemosh kosef v'oid my hai de kama av amachai base David ha'mizman shemeshetach lo matzinu melech right le base David l'kach ani oime shediv rav yisef shama lo shom hach Yisrael kach perushu kiven shematzinu b'base David Shehiske kosa sham dino lebeke mishpat af bi sheir takol al yado lo hayu goizim a melech lo dam vlo dainaisim shelo lachlik al divrei a kosa pele even a pasuk and nach very the kachidish pasuk and nach says beis david should do judges we can't say that they shouldn't be judges the shelo lachlik divrei ka av a mach yisrael kol sheir takol yado yeshan rishus lidzo shelo dam vlo dainaisim v'achi kamak shegozu lo gozu a melechem ha'in beis sol av im yandu melechem beis david lo gozu lehem right so In Tais Rosh it says a little more, it's a little later, but he says, what's the difference? We don't have Malchus now. He says, in case there would be, your farm Malchus, or he says, by the Nisian, the Rosh Hagolias, they came from David Melech, they could be judges and so forth. Now, the Shah Melech himself brings a Shita Mukabetzis, that basically this is what it says in Shita Mukabetzis. And then we'll skip that, then even enough. Now, I have two riots. I have two riots. Okay? One of the rides, we'll do first this raya. Only one came out from the Sefer Tazir Dua?
I thought there should only
one. Oh, only one. Okay, fine. Right. Okay. Amar Meima. You'll see, it's my ego that made me do it. We'll see. We'll talk about before the Mishnah. Amar Meima Mishmeido Papa. A Meima said, Lo Lischav Inish Kifla Alei Bisha. Person shouldn't take, basically means parts of the number 13. 13, sorry. Shouldn't take Chaylev when it's shecht and it's hot. You know, it's warm because it comes from the right. Yeah. Anything live is warm. It has it's warm blooded. It has some warmth in it. You shouldn't put the chayl on top of basa because it, since it's warm, it might melt. Right? The Gemara says the dove tarba it might flow ubala bissa and the basa might absorb it. So Tosis says hainu la'achinetuach. Once the cuts of the how do you call the cuts of the butcher, right? La'achinetuach miyat. Like it says, it's impossible. What do you bring in possible? It's a gzeir d'oban. So the aura it brings, you're right. In say from Reb David Cohen, he says, "V'yedidi arava goyin Reb Naftali Yeager." Right? All right. There's two times. All right. But anyway, hey yir medira. So basically, like this, it's a mistake. It's tzaddik aleph. Like this. What does Tosfos bring in raya? What does Tosfos bring in raya? In Lamai says I have three rayas. I mean, and he quotes two of them. One I forgot, Taka. I was looking and I found it. That's why I was like, I just put it in, and then I wanted to see something about this, and it came out. This I remember he brought, but a third one I didn't remember, Taka. It's not on the sheet. Later on, I saw looking. I saw yes, he Taka left it out. Okay, but another one I thought I told him, but he didn't bring it. What does Tosfos bring right from a pasuk? We're talking about Gzeirah d'Rabbanan. Is a raya also that Tosfos holds that the pshat is that since the pasuk says mufurish, she could put the chaylev. That's what the Kohanim did. It tells a story by the Malachas of Mishkan. That's what they did. So, and I brought a raya from a gra. The gra brings this, and he brings a mishmeres bias from the ra'ah, you know, teres bias. And the ra'ah says it is. It's a gzeira. You see, Taka the Torah says, and then he brings the Tosfos and he asks on the ra'ah. What do you ask? He asks on Tosfos. Tosfos is saying you can't go against the pasuk in Chumash. The Ra'ah says stomach zera. So if it's stomach zera, who says you can't make? Ra'ah didn't say anything because of the pesukim. You can't make the zera. Tosfos mashra, this pasuk tells you can't make a zera. So mashra, right. That's why the goyin brings a ra'ah because the ra'ah just says you see the pesukim say so, and then he says and therefore we make a zera. What do you bring the ra'ah from pesukim? If you make a zera, make a zera. You should have said the ra'ah that since the pasuk says it, you can't make a zera. Like upon that's one right. Just another nice raya, I just want to show you. Let's go back for a second. Take a look at 11. Tana Rabbanan. It says that we all say it outside, so we just don't want to hold up the Eilim. I mean, we're not going to be here next Sunday, I said that. That's a shame. But anyway, the Ronet Solik. So it says over here like this, that if you have an Eved that's not Gemal, you have to get rid of him. Let's say an Eved doesn't let your mom say, well, get Mal, he's 50 years old, he doesn't want to get himself Mal. So you're not allowed to be Mekayim, and Rabbi Kiva says you're not Mekayim. So Rabbi Shmuel says, how could you, Rabbi Kiva, say you're not allowed to be Mekayim? It's a Mefurash pasuk that if you bought an Eved, Gemara Dash, look at the Gemara, if you bought an Eved, and you didn't mal him, right, you didn't mal him, so he has to keep Shabbos. So Eved Kanani has to keep Shabbos. Yinofesh ben HaMasech HaVager, right, the sweet parashah, Yinofesh ben HaMasech HaVager, so your Behem has to rest the Shabbos, your Eved, so there's two pesukim. One is talking about a regular Eved, and when it's talking about an Eved Tavol V'loy Mal, or you bought him, you didn't mal. So so you see that you could be Mekayim. That's what Rabbi Shmuel asks. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's talking about you bought him right before Shabbos, and you didn't have time to mal him, so you have to keep Shabbos. So Tosfos says, why can't you be Mekayim? So Tosfos says the number 12, Ein Mekayim. Pirush Rivon, Shalom Ninasich Yenoi. Because he might be Menasich Yayin. Meanwhile, he's a guy. Right? So it's a din d'rabbanan. So Tosfos says, it's a din d'rabbanan. What do you bring me a pasuk? According to the Taz, it's very good. How could you go ahead and say that you're not allowed to keep them because of a din d'rabbanan? It's a gzeir d'rabbanan. The pasuk says there is such a reality. Chazal can't be geyser against the pasuk. Anyway, that's the divrei Taz you're doing. And we just went through rayas, but that's what the Taz says.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.